So having found a comfortable position that is suitable for you, for your body, for your space, I invite you to ground yourself. As though releasing your mind, your body, all at once into the earth. But not in a collapsing way, in a stable way, a trusting way. Simply to experience being held. What we can so easily take for granted, except if we were in free fall from a mountain peak or an airplane, we are always grounded. Whether by earth or water, and as you let your mind shift from the earth element to the water element, feel a fluidity in your body as you sit or as you lie down if you are in a shavasana posture. As though the whole inside of your body were a crystal clear lake. Quiet. And then recognizing the temperature of your body and its surroundings, whether that may be comfortable or uncomfortable. Just be at peace with that. And feel a deeper fire, a deeper spark. At your core. That which keeps you upright. Deep inside. Not your spine. Not your nervous system. Something deeper. The sublime verticality that whether you are sitting or lying down aligns you. Like a shaft. Of inconceivable light within you. and without losing the sense of that core of fire, but without visualizing anything, allow your breath, the air element throughout your being, to find its natural rhythm. Breathing through your mouth or your nose as is most comfortable for this moment. And so without losing the balance of all these elements, the trust of groundedness, the fluidity, quiet beauty, crystal clear water, the sublime fire that energizes you, gives you life, and the vast spaciousness of air passing in and out, holding you in communion with your environment, with other beings. In a time when we have sometimes become afraid to breathe, let the breath of your meditation purify the air element of our entire world. And then bringing your mind to your heart center within the incandescent shaft of light at the core of your being. Just rest for a moment with the essence of the pain and grief that you experience in your own lives, that you feel in our communities, in our nations, in our world. All the levels of animal life, human life, botanical life. Don't be afraid to feel that pain, all as its essence in your heart. Don't be afraid to cry out silently or aloud your own deepest question. Your own deepest plea. Why? Why does it have to be so hard? Who will save us? Who will guide us? Who will show us how it can be changed? Let this question itself be like a needle of light, a spark of invisible light within your heart. Your deepest longing and your deepest calling all at once. Why are you able to feel this much? Why are you able to care this much? And then release even more deeply into a trust. That may not be able to see any of the answers. But knows that somehow this heart this heart's prayer is a doorway. And give yourself to that without hesitation, whatever it may take.